Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has formally rejected a bid from Turkey to participate in the military push to retake the northern Iraqi city of Mosul from Islamic State extremists. Abadi said Saturday the existing alliance will handle the ongoing battle without Turkey's help. Abadi spoke in Baghdad after unscheduled talks with visiting U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump offered new immigration reform proposals and said he would cut taxes for middle-class Americans by 35% during his first 100 days in office, should he win the presidency in next month's election.
The fact that Washington and the Washington establishment has tried so hard to stop our campaign is only more proof that our campaign represents the kind of change that only arrives once in a lifetime.
Meanwhile, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton campaigned in Pittsburgh and Philadelphia on Saturday. Clinton made a pitch for Republican voters who are put off by the party's candidate.
We will work with everyone. Now, I imagine here in Allegheny County, and if you're from further west, you probably know people who are thinking about voting for Donald Trump. And here's what I want you to tell them. I want you to tell them that I understand that they need a president who cares about them, will listen to them, and I want to be their president too.
This is VOA News. The United Nations and officials from the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons say the Syrian government is responsible for a third chemical attack that affected a region already torn by war. The group's fourth report during a 13-month investigation sent to the UN Security Council late Friday shows there's sufficient evidence to confirm the government's role in the March 16, 2015 strike on Khmenis and Idlib governorate. The report blames President Bashar al-Assad's government for using several barrel bombs containing chlorine gas dropped by military helicopters. An Afghan Taliban delegation has traveled to Pakistan from Qatar for talks with officials to raise various issues, including arrests of some insurgent leaders, shutting down of some religious seminaries for Afghan refugees, and increasing problems facing the displaced community in the neighboring country. A senior Taliban official requesting anonymity told VOA the three-member delegation has been dispatched to Islamabad from its political headquarters in Doha, the capital of the Gulf state, to convey concerns and seek information on what prompted the arrests of Taliban members. Fighting in Yemen, with government forces and their Saudi-led allies battling Houthi rebels backed by Iran, raged from Friday into Saturday on the Saudi-Yemen border, despite a 72-hour ceasefire set to end late Saturday. Witnesses reported Saudi-led coalition airstrikes on Houthi missile launchers east of the capital Sana'a. All parties had agreed to honor the United Nations-backed truce, set to end at midnight as a means to allow critically needed supplies to reach civilians cut off from outside help. Officials said Somali pirates Saturday released 26 sailors who were captured during a ship hijacking nearly 5 years ago, bringing to an end one of the longest-running hostage-taking cases in the country. Sources close to the pirates told a VOA reporter in the region that hostages were released after their captors were paid a $2 million ransom, a claim repeated by one pirate in an interview with a local media outlet. A U.S. Navy warship has passed through waters claimed by China near disputed islands in the South China Sea to counter what Washington says is Beijing's attempt to limit freedom of navigation. China condemned the action late Friday, calling it a provocation and a gravely illegal act. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.